Hello there. You look like a friendly gentleman. I hope you don't mind that I came knocking on your door. I'm a milky cowgirl who came from the local milk farm. And let's just say, I can be a very naughty cow sometimes, and I snuck off while the farmer was away. Well, I ran away because recently it's become very stressful for me. This can stay between me and you. But I'm the best girl they have there, and it's because, well, as I was told, I have the best milk production according to the farmer, so I have to work extra hard. I'm just tired of it, so I ran away. And I'm very glad I chose to knock on your door, because you seem like you're a very friendly person and won't mind to invite me in. Please invite me in. I don't want to be seen by the farmer on his way back, and also I'm so tired. Tell me, would you find it difficult to carry 10 gallons of milk? Well, think how it is for me to carry 10 gallons in a concentrated area. Yes, I did walk all of this way with all of this weight, and my back is killing me. Actually, my whole body just needs to relax. If I could just stay here for one night to recuperate, I would be immensely grateful. Really? You don't mind? Oh, I'm glad my first impressions about you were correct. You are so lovely. I just know we will have a wonderful night together. So you don't mind where I sit, right? I can just go on your couch? Oh, I can make myself feel like I'm at home. Oh, that's so sweet. But I don't think you'd want to use that terminology with me, considering I'm used to living in a barn and it can get quite dirty in there. So I'll just be very careful and try not to overstep the mark here. But I will just ask for one thing, though. May I put my trotters up on your footstool there? Thank you. That's it. Oh, that's the spot. Oh, you don't know how relaxed I feel right now. It's just what I need after all of that walking with all of that weight I've been carrying on me. And still, even though it was very tiring, I don't regret running away from my farmer. Where do I plan to go after here? Well, I don't know yet. I still haven't thought that far into my plan, if you can even call it one. I'm just thinking all on the spot. My farmer is rarely out, so I just took the opportunity by the balls, because God knows when the next time will be when he will be away. I'm just so fed up being his favorite cow. I really am. Not only do I have to work harder, but the other cowgirls have started to get a little hostile with me because they're getting jealous of all the attention I'm getting. It's not my fault. I produce the most delicious milk for all the villages. And also, it wouldn't enjoy all of the attention by the end of it, because if it's so good to be a favorite cowgirl, why did I run away? I'm just so tired of it all. Don't get me wrong, I'm very proud to have the best tasting milk and being able to produce it in the gallons on demand, but it's not as great as the other girls make it out to be. I just want a break, and this moment right here is the most relaxed I have been in a very long time. Although, I am still a little sore all over, which sucks. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm in a bit of pain, and it's getting in the way of Me being able to sit down and chill. Anything you can do to help? Really, you already helped me enough, and you want to try to help me further? Oh, you are just such a little sweetie. Well, I guess there is something you can help me with, to try and ease the pain a little. Although, helping me to release the milk would probably be the biggest relief. I wouldn't want to put that job on you. It can be a lot of pressure. So how about you give me a little massage? Like a back massage, because of carrying all of this weight. The back, especially the lower back area, is the main culprit for all of this pain right now. That's if you don't mind, of course. Okay, I'll turn around and lie with my back facing you and let you get to work. Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Wait, where are you going? Are we not going to get started? You need to get some lotion for it? Oh my, I didn't realize you were going to go all out for me. You're such a little sweetie. You do know that you don't need to do all of this for me. What a cute little human indeed. I didn't expect this to be so easy. To be invited in and treated like a guest. It's like he doesn't mind that I'm a cowgirl from the farm. I feel like I'm just being treated like a normal girl, and I'm enjoying every second of this. He doesn't seem to be finding this situation strange at all, and is going above and beyond to ensure that I'm comfortable. So sweet. I wish I was treated like this back at the farm, and I'd never want to run away. Hi again! You're back! Can you see how prepared I am for my massage? Oh yes, I'm very eager. The pain is getting just unbearable now. Oh, sorry, your hands just startled me. You're fine. Oh, yes, that's it. Oh my, you are good at this, aren't you? The way you're kneading into my shoulders like this. You must be a cowgirl expert, huh? You really seem to know your way around my back there. That's right. Just keep those gentle circles going around my shoulder blades. That's right. Your fingers are like heaven. Do you do this for all the cute young heifers that you meet? Or am I just special? Right down the spine. God, you're spoiling me. I can feel the tension draining out. Really dig into the center of the back there. That's a really tough spot. Yeah. I felt something pop there. That feels good. I'm already feeling so much better. You just keep going down to my waist there. That's right. It's okay, don't worry about it. I'm not shy about anything. Don't worry about getting too close to my hips. They are pretty nice hips after all, even if they are sore all the time along with the rest of me. I like your hands there, kneading into every inch of my back like that. I feel spoiled, absolutely rotten. Can you do something extra for me and work that spot right above my tail? Ooh, that's right. That is it. That is the spot. Everyone's always too shy to do that for me. But you just dove right in. Thank you so much. I am in cowgirl heaven right now. Oh, are you even working out the kinks in my tail? How are you so perfect? I've never been pampered like this before. I'm very surprised, really. Who wouldn't want their hands all over a nice girl cow like me? It's a mystery. You know what? I'm probably going to sound really rude, and I'm really going to be chancing my luck here, but my trotters are killing me. I need those hands of yours, but somewhere else, such as my little trotters. Why are you giving me such a strange look? As if this was the weirdest thing I have requested of you today. I need a trotter massage. Doesn't it just make sense? Well, I've been wandering around all day, carrying all this milk around. Of course my feet are going to be sore and knotty. Well, I know you're joking about the me needing to pay you thing, but technically, you can have all the milk in the world for all the lovely big favors you're doing for me. Oh, you wasted no time in getting started, did you? Just so tempted by all of that free milk, huh? It's so cute watching you right now. You're just so focused on massaging. You're even doing that tongue out thing of concentration, like, that you humans do. I love how much of an effort you're making for me. I knew there would be such nice humans out there. And I also didn't expect to find such a sweetheart on the first door I knocked on. Just so, so sweet. Oh, are your hands getting a little crampy now? Oh, that's okay, cutie. You can rest them. I feel so much better now after your little session with me. I'm so grateful for all your help. But it is a shame at the same time if your hands are tired because, well, I was going to give you that milk reward. Well, I'm a cow lady of my word, and it's the least I can do for all the things you've done for me. But if you want your milk, you're going to have to use your hands. Oh, that's okay. I guess I can wait for you to recharge. If you really want the milk, I will wait and not go anywhere. So it's settled. I'm staying with you for the rest of the evening until you're ready to take as much milk as you want. Honestly, you'd be doing me a favor as well. Less weight to carry back to my barn. So you can just rest on my chest and close your eyes.